Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to cover a topic that came up yesterday in a meeting I had. We're getting ready to have the 2026 Expo in San Antonio, Texas. It's coming up here in March, and I'll get back to you later with more information on that. But right now, just we have these conversations that we want to make sure that all the generations are being represented as far as the topics and information necessary for each generation. We've come to the conclusion that the world has really been split into a couple of different component parts by the different age groups, and that the different age groups learn differently, yes. But they also have different hopes and dreams and fears. And so today, what I've done is I've gone to AI and asked this simple question: what are young people's greatest fears right now? And AI generated a little report for me, which we're going to cover today. And then I started thinking about, why is it that when I was young, I didn't have these fears? And you know, the reality is I did. I had the exact same fears they have, according to this report. And today I want to talk about how you overcome those fears, because I think it's important. So what did AI have to say? It said, research and surveys conducted between 2016 and early 2026 indicate that young people's greatest fears revolve around a lack of financial security, personal failure, and social rejection. Now, how's it ever been any different? When I was a kid growing up, that was exactly what, you know, we were trying to figure out, was how do we ever become financially successful? How do we become financially free? You know, how do we have financial security, at least? And what about personal failure? I remember worrying about what my grades were, like grades meant something. You know, I've never been asked for my grades ever since I've been an adult, and every job I've ever had, I've never been asked for them. But we worried to death about them, because we thought they indicated who we were. I worried about my credit report because I worried about what it represented me to be and look like to the outside world. Bad credit report represents personal financial failure, right? And of course, social rejection. When I was a young kid, that's all I was worried about. I was 200 pounds in fourth grade, had Coke bottle glasses because I couldn't see. They didn't have contacts back then. And I don't know if my parents would have bought them for me because we were dirt poor. My dad wouldn't pay for me to go to a barber, so he just shaved my head each, whatever it was, 2 weeks, a month, whatever it took to keep the head shaved down. Man, I had all kinds of social rejection. I lived with it. So I don't see how any of that stuff is different. But let's go into it. Let's dig a little deeper and see what this stuff is talking about here. It says, as of 2026, many of these concerns are exacerbated by a hyper-connected digital landscape and shifting global economic conditions. All right. Well, I don't think kids actually even watch what's going on globally. When you talk to them, they couldn't tell you who the president was, who the president is, what Congress is, what Senate is. They don't know anything. Kids today, most of them that I run into, have no idea what's going on. They're not paying attention at all. They are so wrapped up in what it says right here, that connected to digital landscape. The global social stuff, you know, they're getting pulled into that because they have nothing in their life worth doing, following, or being. So if you have nothing you want to become, and I ask kids all the time, what do you want to do when you grow up? They don't know. They have no idea. There's no direction because things are changing so rapidly, they don't even know what's going to be there when they get there. There's no security blanket. I could train for IT, and by the time I get there, everything can be done by AI. They won't even need programmers, right? And many other topics. I could train for automobile mechanics, and it may not be needed. There might be robots to do it all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is their dilemma. What do I do? And how do I become something of importance? And I'm harking back to the days when I read a book somewhere, and I don't remember whose book that said this, but it's one of the most important statements that I picked up early in life, which is so important. It said, financial or physical, as in sports, success, either one of them, is not about what you have, but it's about what you've become to do it. I thought, wow. So I went into real estate investing. What did real estate investing make me become? Independent, right? I'm totally self-financially driven. I don't work for anybody, haven't worked for anybody since I was 34 years old. I have more money every year than I had the year before. So it's built somebody who is secure financially, somebody whose pride and who takes pride in having nice things, but more than having nice things, just knowing that I figured out how to get them is more important to me, that I understand that you could take it all away from me and I could earn it all right back again because I know how to do it. Because that is something you can't take away. You can take your assets, but you can't take away that knowledge. Because the knowledge changes you. It makes you secure within yourself that when tough times come, you can get through them. And I've had tough times. We've all had tough times. Multiple tough times for all of us, right? Now you look at physical fitness. What did it do for me? Well, it took me from that 200-pound fat kid in fourth grade up to an athlete by the time I was in high school. And competitive athlete by the time I was in college. I was a state and local champion at Olympic lifting and power lifting, a national champion in Olympic lifting. And then after I got out of college, I became a bodybuilder and I became a bodybuilding champion. All of that, more than it did benefits for my body, because I'm still just like you. I'm flesh and blood, and I hurt myself at the gym, and I've got to rehab, and I gain weight, I lose weight. I mean, it didn't change me into a different human being. I am a human being, but it made me confident that if I wanted to be in shape, I know how. It made me confident that I can stay in shape if I want to. It makes me confident that I feel good about myself, that I can wear decent-looking clothes and not have to wear ridiculous outfits. Moving on. The next topic on the AI discussion here was financial instability. The most prevalent fear students and young adults is the ability to afford a comfortable life or own a home, with 65% of those surveyed citing it was the top concern. So here we are, 65%. That's their top concern. And I'm saying to you, get those kids in here. Let us show them how to buy a house. And if you know how to do it correctly, the chances of you doing it are astronomically higher than what they are right now, because obviously if 65% of the people can't figure it out, there's something that's really tough there, right? Tough, really tough going on. So the question comes down to what's keeping them from doing it. And I'm telling you, here at our course, we can teach you how to do it. Now, we can teach you how to do it if you're 14 to 29, actually 18 to 29. We can teach you how to do it if you're 30 to 70. But by going out there and buying one rent house, I'm sorry, we won't even go one rent house, just buy your house. Just figuring out how to get out there and buy your house, although one rent house is even more substantial. You're in a situation where you've covered 65% of the people's greatest fear. They can't buy a piece of real estate. Now, it just doesn't make any sense to me if 65% of Gen Zers can't figure out how to buy a piece of real estate, and there's Gen Xers, too, that can't figure it out. Why don't they come to the program and let me teach them how to do it? There are multitudes of ways you can get started, multitudes, and we're going to cover this at the expo. So you want to get out to this expo in March, right? Absolutely want to get out there. The second thing it says here is lack of fulfillment. Roughly 61% of young people fear being stuck in a job they find unfulfilling that does not align with their values. I'm going to tell you, I've told you guys in the radio before many, many stories about me coming up as a youth, working at places where they made promises that didn't come through. you know, working in management training programs that after you completed them and did, you know, successfully completed the entire program, them telling you, well, I'm sorry, you're too young. You can't really do that. We just have that there. It's really just a scam to get you to get paid manager fees. You know, if you're a management employee, you don't get paid overtime. On and on and on. I can tell you all sorts of stories. I've got so many employment stories that I could tell you at least four or five where it was just a complete scam. And I understand after four or five of these complete scam employment situations, I came out in my late 20s thinking, I got to get out of this stuff. I got to own my own business. And by 34 years of age, I retired. How did I do that? I went and bought a rent house. And then a second one, the third and the fourth, and then a fifth and a sixth and a seventh and an eighth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can do it too. But with each and every rental house I purchased, I became a different person. It wasn't what I had or what I owned or even how much money I made. It was who I was becoming. I was becoming this person that was stable. I was becoming this person that was fulfilled. I mean, it was fulfilling to figure out how to be successful financially. I got the same feeling out of bodybuilding, by the way. It was very, very fulfilling to see me change my body into something that was really enjoyable to have, to show, to compete with. But this financial security was something really, really important because I was buying my life back from all these wacko people I had to work for. Buying back my life from corporate America. And I call it corporate America anytime when you're working for somebody else. You know, you got this big corporate culture that, you know, you can't work your way to the top because there's people in front of you. And as you climb the ladder of success, the view's always the same. The people above you's butts are right in your face. And when crap happens, always falls down the ladder downhill into you. It was terrible. Now, what this is saying, 61% of the young people fear this. They fear being stuck in this the rest of their life. They can't even imagine it. Hey, guys, I had that same feeling when I was in your age. I felt the same way. It just drove me crazy. I had to find a way out. And I'm telling you, I found the way out by starting my own real estate investment portfolio. We've been teaching people how to do it for 35 years. It's my give back to society. Because of all the success life allowed me to find and people who taught me things that helped me get where I need to be, I felt obligated to teach it, to give back. Now, one thing to keep in mind, which is interesting, they always say those who can't do, teach. That isn't my case. I've kept doing real estate and more and more and more and more real estate to the point now where I make way more money than I used to on real estate. And my educational business is just a sidelight. It's really, for me, a give back. It's good, solid business, been there for 35 years, but it's more just a give back than it is a financial way to make money. You need to get in here so that you can start building your own fulfillment, your financial fulfillment. You know, when people all the time ask me, Del, well, what about physical fitness? Can you help me with physical fitness and diet and nutrition? And the answer is I could, but I won't. Why not? Well, my daughter's a pro bodybuilder. Her fiance is a pro bodybuilder. There are people out there that they have committed their lives to diet and nutrition and exercise. And those are the people that should give back to you. You should listen to. Not me, even though I know a lot, I go to my daughter and her husband for stuff, right? So it's one of those, if you want to find out how to do something, find people who have done it extraordinarily. Find out how they did it. Don't go to the losers and the failures and listen to them. They've never been there. The old saying we used to use around here all the time was, you have to have a map to get where you're going. And if you're trying to go to Disneyland, and Disneyland represents health, wealth, happiness, and all the things you want out of life, you need a map. You don't go to somebody who's never been to Disneyland to tell you how to get there. Right? You go to somebody who's been there multiple times has the best routes, knows the best places to stop to eat, knows where to get gas, best place to stay. You go to the people that live there on and off basis, or even on and on basis. That's what you need to do. You need to get over here to Lifestyles Unlimited and learn how to do this stuff and start building your own security. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Not sure how to get started with real estate? Lifestyles Unlimited gives you the tools and education to move you forward with confidence. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
Working hard but still falling behind? Learn how real estate investing can help you build income and move forward with purpose. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we are discussing the ills that are up against the Generation Z, 14 to 29 years of age, folks. And we pulled out a big AI presentation about it to see what they had to say from researching all this different stuff. And we are now on to the social and emotional fears. And I'm talking about the fact that when you go out and you become a real estate investor, it's not what you own. It's not what you earn. It's not what you produce. It's who you become that's important. And I think that's one of the lessons that have been lost in our society, that you are what you do and you have what you've done. So if you are what you do, these kids are doing nothing except being on the internet, talking to each other, telling each other how much they hate each other and how bad each other is and how bad the world is. And if you just sit and soak that kind of stuff up, you're going to become a loser. So let's talk about this. I'm going to read it off the AI thing. It says, in the transition to adulthood, social and relational anxieties become dominant. Social rejection, isolation. Many adolescents and young adults report an intense fear of social exclusion or being judged by peers, often described as social phobia. Never finding love. Some surveys indicate, well, I'm going to leave the finding love part. Let's just go with the social rejection. Think about this. If I take you out there and teach you how to go buy a piece of real estate, you're going to meet a finance company representative and or more than one. Now you've got people you know. You're going to meet title company people, and you're going to meet more than one of those and know people. Now you're going to know more people. You're going to develop relationships. You're going to know contractors that are going to do the work, and that's going to give you an understanding of what you can and cannot do with houses. And so you're going to have those types of relationships. You're going to have relationships with bankers, with finance companies, and speaking to people that have, you know, understanding of finance. But it's not just the fact that you have a connection. If you're in there talking to them, you're building a relationship. So as you sit at home and just dweeb out behind this telephone or computer or iPad or whatever it is you have, you're just dweebing out. You're just becoming a social mess of mush. But when you get out there and talk to somebody, talk to the finance guy. Hey, let's talk finances. What can I do? What can I do? What would make it easier for me to do it? How far can I go? Blah, 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 blah. That's going to change you. It's not just getting out there to find out about finances. It's changing you. You are dealing with people. You are building your self-confidence. Going to the seminars, going to Lifestyles, being around people that are successful, talking to them. You are changing. You are hearing different ideas than the dweebed out, snot-nosed, crybaby stuff that you're hearing over the internet. You want to be big and strong? When I come into the gym, I'm 70 years old. When I come into the gym, I'm big and I'm strong. And all the young kids come up to me and ask me, how did you get big? How long you been working out? What do? What do you eat? They want to know. They're hungry for that knowledge. Once you get out there and you hunger for knowledge, you meet people. and they give you insight. But more than that, you build relationships. Now when I see those guys, hey, how you doing, guys? Great. It's good. Now there's a friendship there. Now there's a relationship there. You build this up everywhere you go. Every time I go to the gym, there's 10 guys that work there. I know them. They're, hey, how you doing? Great. Glad to have you back. Blah, blah, blah. You need to build those social interactions. You're not doing that when you do nothing. But if you come to Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to meet thousands of people. Start with hundreds. In fact, start with five or six. Start with the ones you're most comfortable talking to, maybe. But in the end, the best ones to talk to are the ones you're most not comfortable in speaking to. Build those relationships. Build you. More than you're trying to build financial freedom at 14 to 29 years of age, you should be building you. What are you? Who are you? What are you going to do with your life? Where are you headed? What are your morals? Do you think the world should feed you? Do you believe in socialism that you should own nothing and be nothing and let somebody else tell you everything you can and can't do? Or do you believe in independence, entrepreneurialism, excitement, wealth, success, travel? Oh, let's talk about this next one. Never finding love. How do you find love if you don't love yourself? You know, I've heard this. I'm old now, but I've heard this for 70 years. If you don't love yourself, you can't love somebody else. And nobody else can love you if you don't love yourself. I know that sounds ridiculous. I just saw a commercial on it yesterday. This black chick was on there going, yeah, I've married myself. What do you mean you married yourself? She goes, well, if you can't love yourself, then no one else can love you. You have to love yourself. And I'm going, boy, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard, marrying yourself. But the theory behind it has been expressed many times in the past, that if you don't love yourself, no one else is going to love you. If you think poorly of yourself, you're going to present poorly of yourself. And you're not going to find any love. I've seen so many people come to Lifestyles and find their mate, literally find their mate at Lifestyles, because now you get somebody who wants to be successful, meeting somebody else that wants to be successful, go, hey, we're both on the same path. Let's go somewhere. Let's do something. And they're excited that that person is out there doing something. If all you ever meet people is online dating forums, if all you ever meet people is chat rooms, you know they're dweebs. You know they have no ability to socially interact. If they have no social interaction skills, there's no way they could be a good husband or wife, a good father or mother. They can't. To be a solid, stable father or mother, you have to have some skills. It's not easy to be a mother or father. You got to be able to generate. Now, you can generate kids and turn them into complete losers and or psycho murderer chainsaw killers. Yeah, kids having kids do that. But if you grow and mature and become a good person, then you have something to give back, something to share with your kids. It says here, some surveys indicate that for many single young people, the fear of never meeting a life partner outweighs the fear of professional failure. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine fearing being alone your entire life, that you'll never meet somebody? I saw two people at the bar last night. I'm sitting there eating. It's a sports bar, and I was watching the Rockets and eating at the bar where you can get the best view of the TV. This guy and girl were just going at it. The guy was screaming at her, and she was screaming back at him, and she's crying. And the guy's just like a lunatic, and I'm going, wow, these poor people have no social interaction skills. They found each other because neither one of them have any social interaction skills. If the girl had half a brain, she'd be gone. And if she's married, she'd take two halves of a brain to get out. But it was painful. These people have no social interaction skills. You don't blow up at your girlfriend or your wife or whoever it was, I didn't even listen to figure out, at a bar in front of everybody else. But that's the way these kids are. They have no social interaction skills, and they're not going to learn them on their phone, texting people back and forth. In fact, I'll tell you something I do. I refuse to text people back and forth. I refuse to do emails back and forth. People, I have 50,000 clients. They all want to get an answer to a question. They send me an email. I say, send me a phone number. And I call them because I can do more in 5 seconds on the phone than 20 emails back and forth because I can hear what they're really thinking and feeling about the questions they're asking. I can ask the secondary and tertiary question necessary to dig deep into what it is they're trying to figure out. Verbal communication is massively important. And so is body language communication. And people just aren't learning either of those. So you can't get up in front of a group of people and speak. Heck, you can't even get up in front of your family and speak. You turn into a blubbering, crying, or insane lunatic, screaming and yelling. You have no social skills at all the way from your family to your friends, and especially to the outside world. Investing in real estate will change that. You will have to learn how to communicate with your brokers, with your real estate agents, with your finance people, with your title company people, with your contractors, with your mentors, and with all the other members of Lifestyles that are trying to help you. Communication. It's not what you'll have after you come here and do this. It's what you'll be. You'll be a different person. That's what you need to get out of all this. You need to get in here right now. Get off the phone, come in, and take some classes and see what you're missing. Because if you don't see it, you won't understand it. You have to get in and do something. Because it's what you will become that's important. Now, it doesn't matter if you are Generation X or any other generation, really. There is a term called retarded. And not mentally retarded like you're thinking you can't say mentally retarded people anymore. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is retardation, as in not have grown as much as it should. So your financial situation could be retarded. It's not where it should be. Right? Your emotional stability could be retarded because you're not as emotionally stable as you should be for your age. All these types of interactional retardation could be at any age. You could be 50, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 and still be emotionally retarded, still be socially retarded, still be financially retarded from where you should be at your age. Covey talks about it all the time. You know, he's saying that people grow taller, but they don't mature. And they don't grow along the maturity continuum. They don't grow up maturing and getting to be more adult. They just get taller and older and fatter and so on. So all the stuff we discussed today can go for everybody. Also, while I've got you here, if you would like to come to the expo, which is the best thing we do every year, there's nothing we do better. It's just incredible. Get to come and see thousands of people that are real estate investors, been doing it for 30 years, all the way up to brand new people like yourself walking through the door for the first time. If you want to see that it's real, that it's not a scam, that it's not a something for nothing, you can come meet thousands of people that will tell you at the same time, I've been doing this for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years with Dell, and it's real, and it works, and you need to be here. To get to there, you need to go to the expo, and that's in San Antonio. That's March. And I think it's 12th and 13th. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the calendar to be sure. But it's around that time. It's around the middle of March. And if you want to find out more about it, what I want you to do is text the word EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. That's 88007. Text the word EXPO to 88007. And you can get all the information. Now, moving on from there, there's a few more topics that the AI talked about. One of them was social media scrutiny, and you have to learn how to deal with the outside world. So when you go out there and you deal with tenants, people you have to sell something to, you know, hey, we got a lease for you here, you got a place to live, and you share your content and your product and you sign contracts with them, and then you interact with them during that time. That makes you grow. It's something you will not do living on a computer. The next thing is that I thought was really interesting is that they're saying climate anxiety. A significant portion of young people, approximately 59%, describe themselves as very or extremely worried about climate change and its impact on their future. Guys, I'm 70 years old. 70 years ago, I heard this garbage about climate change. And 70 years later, it comes, it goes. The cuckoo for Cocoa Puff people that scream about it come and they go. The reality is the earth is always changing. Climate will always change. It gets warmer, then it gets colder, then it gets colder, then it gets warmer. It just happens. It's the way the earth revolves around the sun in a wobbly little arc. And it's going to change. And so, kids, stop worrying about it. Least worry of anything I have on earth is worrying about earth itself, because earth will take care of itself. If we actually had too many people, it would choke them all off. But it doesn't. In fact, it hasn't, because the natural process, you know, if you ever learn about the natural processes of how people were born and developed, you find out that the natural processes got us to where the birth rates are too low now. Nobody mandated it, except China did. But other than China, nobody mandated low birth rates. And yet the birth rate is low. And we're not replacing the people on Earth. So hence that all that usage that you're worried about is going down. And that will happen for X number of generations. Then all of a sudden there'll be a surge. And all of a sudden people go, you know what? The family's the only thing important. There'll be babies everywhere. Right? The next one is family hardship. Many young people fear the illness or the death of loved ones, as well as the family's instability, such as parental divorce. Guys, get over that too. People meet each other. They make impetuous decisions to get married. They get pregnant. They decide to get married because they have a kid. And they really weren't meant. They weren't emotionally stable enough to get married. They weren't emotionally stable enough to make decisions, long-term decisions. There's a lot of reasons people get divorced. I've been divorced twice. And the first time was my high school sweetheart. She was an incredible woman. Loved her. She wasn't who I was going to be. I was going to be successful. She was going to be non-successful, that she did not want to do the stuff or be involved in any of the stuff that took to be successful. She wanted to hide off in a little cove like her parents did and just live life as a nobody. The second wife, bless her soul, was an alcoholic and a drug addict. No way I could know that, right? Because she wasn't when I first met her. But she became that because she had not found something in life that she could live for. And so she found her life in a bottle. She found her life from drugs. And she went to drug rehabilitation centers. We got divorced. You know, first I tried to help her. We couldn't. We got divorced. She went on, found a stable guy that she could live with in her own level of existence, got herself clean, and now she doesn't drink or do anything. So she's wonderful, but she was in the wrong place at the wrong time with me. That's for sure. So it's nothing against either one of those two people. They just weren't the right person at the right time at the right place. That's what life does. Now I have a wonderful wife. We've been together 17 years, maybe more. She'd get mad if I don't make it 18 just to be sure. You know, so these worries you have are called fear. And fear is an acronym, my friends. The acronym is false evidence appearing real. All these things you fear aren't even really out there. But life really is. And it's time you start learning to live it. Get on the phone right now. Text the word EXPO to 88007. EXPO to 88007. I'll see you there. Have a great day.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.